Greetings in the name of Christ, our healer and redeemer. Good morning to everyone, and I would like to bring you greetings from Bishop Mark Holmerud on this occasion of commemoration of Reformation Sunday. And also, having served before the Lutheran World Federation, or LWF, just as Pastor Ben has said, it is also good to remind ourselves that we join the communion today with 148 churches in 99 countries of over 77 million Christians from Lutheran tradition. This relationship is lived out at Christ's table here at Faith in Chico, extended to millions of Christ's table around the world. This is one of the reasons I love to commemorate this Sunday, aside it's on my birthday day. Not in the sense of triumphant celebration that Lutherans are the best, but in the celebration of God's gift of grace lived out in relationships and committed to be reformed. Having this commemoration in my mind as I read the scripture readings for today, it brought me back to an adventurous journey when I served as the Lutheran World Federation's Secretary for Youth, now known as the Young Reformers Network, facilitating communion relationships and programs for young adults around the world. Moses' story reminded me of this dream of seeing this place I had only read about since I was a young person. So when I was invited to travel and meet young people in our member churches in Kenya and Tanzania, I strategically made a reservation for a flight between Nairobi, Kenya, and Moshi, Tanzania, the latter being the capital of Kilimanjaro region. Now you know what I would like to see. Since I knew that I was only staying for a few days, I learned that the plane ride would give me a beautiful sight of this majestic and mystical Mount Kilimanjaro, the highest peak in Africa. Well, this had become more adventurous than I expected, as the plane was a tiny 9-seater plane. I was the third passenger of 4 total, plus the 2 pilots, and so off we went. To balance the plane, I was able to be next to a window with another person behind me. Little did I know that it would be a bumpy ride, and so I closed my eyes most of the time to calm myself. Until the pilot announced, "We are about to approach the majestic Mount Kilimanjaro." With eyes wide open, not minding anymore the bumpy movement, in another minute or so, the pilot announced again, "To the right is Mount Kilimanjaro." I got the best seat in town, so I did not want to blink. Again, he continued, "And it is covered under the thick cloud due to the bending storm." What? What? This is not happening. This is not happening. I screamed in my mind. The plan I made since I began my call to serve LWF did not pan out. Of course, I did not accept the call just to see Mount Kilimanjaro, but I hoped that day would come. Moses, not being able to enter the promised land, after his long years serving Yahweh, by leading God's people to their dream destination of land of milk and honey, is so colossal compared to my failure to see Mount Kilimanjaro. So I cannot imagine Moses' disappointment. He spent a third of his life leading the journey with Yahweh's people in the face of many challenges, plagues to start with, famine, hunger and thirst, tribal conflict and violent attacks without knowing when their pilgrimage would end. These experiences remind me of the journey of many migrant workers and immigrants fleeing oppression, violence, and poverty in their home country to the United States where nowadays they face more violence and threats. I wonder if Moses, even in his strength and in weakness, and a few bouts of doubt and attempts to give up the journey, would have stayed faithful to his calling, to his purpose in life, if he knew that he will not set his feet in the promised land, his dream destination. Sound familiar? Most, if not all of us could relate to Moses, not only in our commitment to serve in the church, but also in all aspects of our lives, our work, in our family, and in our community. So my question, what are your visions for faith that is still elusive or seem to be unattainable? For instance, don't we as a denomination long to be truly, authentically diverse, not only when we do our social ministries and they become beneficiary of all the good works that we do, but in the faces that are gathered at Christ's table? Have some of us desired and prayed, sometimes in secret, that our young adults, our children, would not leave our church and that they would find their way back? And how about our hopes and visions for our family, neighborhoods, and even that one homeless person that you always see at the same spot every day? And I will not lie, I also hope for healing and the end of threat of this serious pandemic. Why was Moses not able to reach the promised land? In Deuteronomy, Yahweh foretold Moses' death in chapter 32, where it was said that about Moses' and Aaron's failure, they broke faith with Yahweh. As many stories told in the Old Testament, we read this as punitive. But reading it this way not only discourages us in our journey to be faithful in our calling or in our commitment to life itself, it also hides who Yahweh truly is to Moses, was to Moses and Aaron, and for us right now, especially for such a time as this. For Moses, a great leader of his time, said in Deuteronomy, unparalleled leadership. To not be able to step on the promised land was not a loss or a defeat. For just as it was before in his life as prince of Egypt, to his mercy and protection for those who are oppressed and victims of violence, to his leadership of the exodus of God's people, his end of life story is full of God's promises and their fulfillment. God's faithfulness to Moses did not waver. That Moses' whole life became his participation and contribution to much, much greater things than his own life, the gift and fulfillment of God's reign. Moses truly completed fully his calling, because this story is not only about Moses and Joshua, his successor. It is a love story between God and the generations of God's children, the communion of saints. This love story of God is now with us and gives us enormous hope that everything we do, be it a failure in our measure or in our weariness, that what we hoped for and dreamed of may not happen in our lifetime, is more than okay. Each one of us plays a role in this journey, revealing God's reign of justice and healing over time. For God's love is complete and God's dream is fulfilled in us through Christ. The promise is here and now, as it was to those before. Our love of God and our neighbor not only matters to God, but brings us in the company of all the saints and sinners, as Pastor Ben said a while ago. Those who have gone before us, to all the 77 million Lutherans the world and beyond, and to the future followers of God in Christ. God's promise is the gift of relationship binding us all together so that each one of us with all of our God-given talents, resilience, persistence, and humility be able with best of who we are as God's children participates to embrace the fulfillment of God's reign and promise. You are the Moses and Joshua, Aaron and Miriam of our time, faithful servants of God's promise. Because God's promise has no boundary, time, place, and generation. I know that Mount Kilimanjaro dream of destination is just a slice of a dream, intended to make myself happy, to be honest. But I saw a glimpse of it far from afar in my travel. But here, in the company of the saints and sinners, we see the glimpse of God's reign, what God's reign truly is. The foretaste of the feast to come at Christ's table, where you are loved so we can love. The dream that God gives us, the promises of our lives, these are far, far greater. Amen.